This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hello, welcome on in to another installment of The Sound of Now's interview series, where you get to hear extended versions of the conversations you hear on Joy 94.9's The Sound of Now on a Monday night. Hello, my name is Triana Butler. I'm your host. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we are chatting with a really exciting name ahead of her debut album, Don't Take It to Heart, comes out August 29. It is by Mercy. She's out of Sydney. We had a chat. I got caught off guard by so many of her answers. This is really entertaining for me to listen back to and figure out just where could I do better as a broadcaster. I'm pointing the finger at myself here. Make sure you check out her album, Don't Take It to Heart. It comes out August 29. Here is my chat with the one and only Mercy. Oh, this is always one of my favorite times to chat with an artist in their career because there's a body of work we could talk about, and also we are right on the verge of a debut album. Your face is already like, oh my God, it's happening. Mercy, hey.
Hi.
Great to chat with you. I mean, as I say, you know, you've got this album that is officially like a couple months away now. How are you feeling right now? Where's your head at?
I'm just unbelievably excited, but also nervous. I just hope people like it.
I mean, I feel like everybody is already on board with what you've been doing. I know we've been playing your music since the jump. I remember like the first promo photo came out and there was like blue hair and a blue background. And I was like, okay, she kind of knows who she is. She knows what she's doing. I know you've been working this for a really long time. What's changed for you between the EPs you've already dropped up to this point? I know the last EP was 2023. And now as we're like about to release this album.
I'd have to say I'm like less harsh on myself in terms of like writing lyrics. Like I used to sit on a couch and just like think about the words over and over again. But now I'm just like, is this line cool? Yep, I'm just going to sing it. And it's good.
Just more of kind of in the zone. What's that like being in the studio? Because it takes a lot of kind of inner work to get to that point where you're not being so harsh on yourself. I know I'm a recovering perfectionist, I would say. What's the difference in the studio between then and now?
I think I've just gotten more comfortable with my like producers, and now they just say, get in the booth and don't even give me a chance to overthink anything. They're like, just sing it.
What point is the album at? I should ask, because it's been announced. Is it finished? Are we recorded? Masters locked in? Where are we at?
All done. All ready to go.
How does that feel? Because that's you having to like take your hands off the potter's clay at some point and say no more changes, right?
Yeah, but I'm not so much a perfectionist, I would say. Like after I hear like a first demo, I'm like, it's ready. It's good to go. And I can never tell the difference between a mix and a master. So...
Okay, no, mad respects. I could never. Hey, look, the album is going to be called Don't Take It to Heart. It comes out August 29. Tell me about the producers that you were mentioning a second ago that you've been working with on this.
Well, we've got Chris Collins, which I met like before I even released my first song. And then we've got Robbie Deeser, who I met some time ago. Honestly, dates are not. My brain doesn't work properly. Okay. And then we've got Milku. I hope I'm saying that right. And I only did one session with him and it was the best. And everyone that worked on the album with me, I absolutely adore because they gave me a safe space to like be myself and be a weirdo. So I appreciate it.
That's the power, right? Having that capacity to be a weirdo and explore those kind of spaces that maybe you feel really self-conscious about.
Yeah, it was really nice because I talk about some pretty heavy stuff and being able to feel safe is like the most important part.
Yeah, we know about the heavy stuff. We've been there since that debut song, Fuck Myself Up. We remember. So tell me about I want to go to, first of all, this track, Unrecognizable, which I think is just in the last couple of weeks that has come out. Talk me through how that came together.
I was just really depressed. And I was thinking how everyone would be better off without my antics and like my mental health issues. But then I realized that's not true because I'm actually amazing and everyone loves me. So clearly I must be good at something if people love me, you know?
That's the energy we need. That's exactly it. Do you feel that kind of support from kind of your fans, the people around you who are supporting you? Like, what's that kind of support like?
Well, it's a lot of support. I've got my mom who like researches all the stats of my songs and like compares it to the artist and like she's like, you know, you're doing better than that person. I'm like, okay, mom, let's chill.
You haven't given her the access to like the Spotify for Artists backend, have you? God, she'll be spending the entire day looking at it.
I have, and she looks at it every day she's on it.
Oh, that's kind of gorgeous though, right?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
What other kind of support is there? Who else is in your corner?
Got my boyfriend, got my sister, got my three brothers, got my dad.
This
got
is a
all my
family affair. Oh, my gosh.
I have a big family, so family is, like, just super important to me. And, you know, I wouldn't be here without them, you know?
We are chatting with Mercy Mercy, the album Don't Take It to Heart, the debut album out August 29. What's the difference for you, Mercy Mercy, between recording an EP that you've worked on, you know, you're three EPs deep in your career, versus an album? Like, what have you found has been the difference?
I wouldn't really say I've felt much of a difference apart from, like, excitement and, like, wanting to put songs on the record that I really love.
How many songs were there that were in contention?
Any song that I've ever written was in my mind to be put on it.
So even going back to start at 2020, you were like, yeah, let's bring those back and put them on the album.
No, I would say no to that.
Okay, so not every song you've written then.
Not every song.
So what's the process like for you when you come in with all these songs and you're like, okay, well, this one has to make it in. And then you have to make some really difficult cuts because there's only so much space on a vinyl record to put those songs on, right?
Yeah, I just ask my mum because she's brutally honest and will tell me if she hates it or not. And most of the time she's correct if a song will do well. She'll be like, that one's going to flop and that one's going to do well. And then she's like, right, and it's really annoying.
So what are the ones that, for this album, what are the ones that she's predicted as being the ones that are the top of the top?
She said that I Bet She's Really Nice, which just came out, was going to do well because she also painted her nails gold sparkly. So she was like, it has to happen now. And I was like, okay, it will. I mean, there's ones that aren't out yet that are on the album, like One of a Kind, and that's all you're going to get.
Well, let's talk about that song, I Bet She's Really Nice. It's the new single. It just came out. The chorus absolutely slams, Mercy Mercy. Oh, my God. How'd this come together?
Just a lot of insecurities. It was actually really easy to write because I'm an insecure mess, so I just, like, pulled it out of my box of tricks. I think I'm very good at hiding my insecurities. Like, behind closed doors, I'm just like curled up into a ball, like, why am I so ugly? Oh, God, you know? Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're not ugly. Are you joking?
One day I'll believe it. One day in the future.
What do you want fans to take away from this song? What's going to be the bit that they connect with?
That they should realize that just because somebody else is beautiful, it doesn't mean that they're not also beautiful. And women should not be pinned against each other and instead love each other and build each other up, because at the end of the day, most of the time, we only have each other.
That's so fair. That's so true. That's real. I mean, I'm new to this. I've only been out as trans for like better part of a decade now, right? But it's very much something that I have learned over that time, is that, yeah, we want to be supporting each other and women supporting women, but there's that kind of niggling thing in the back of your head that everyone's trying to cut you down.
Yeah, that's a constant feeling. But then you, like, think about, like, the women that, like, hold you up and, like, make you feel better and will, like, talk to you for hours and listen to you talk for hours about nothing just to make you feel better, or compliment you in the street, and, like, that just makes your day. I don't know. Women are great.
Let's play the song. This is the new single from Mercy Mercy. It's called I Bet She's Really Nice. You're on Joy. This is The Sound of Now. That's Mercy Mercy. It's called I Bet She's Really Nice. You're on Joy 94.9. It's the sound of now. Mercy Mercy joining us tonight, chatting with us all about this brand new album, Don't Take It to Heart. It comes out August 29. I know you've got stuff planned across the year with the album coming out. I feel like anytime an album's coming out, there's going to be some kind of live performance element, maybe a tour, question mark? Question mark?
Question mark? Yes, there will be. It just won't be announced yet.
What are these live shows going to look like for you?
Well, I'm going to look cute, for one, on stage, and there will probably be some comedy and some singing, but mainly comedy, and just a good time. Lots of crying.
Comedy? What?
I would say I'm an accidentally funny person on stage, like accidental humor.
What, like, do you mean, okay, so for example, like a couple of weeks ago, I was hosting an event and I was literally like starting the night, like, hello, everybody, welcome. And like the mic got caught in my dress and like landed on the ground behind me. And so the first thing people heard was this like clunk, clunk noise against the floor. Is that the kind of accidental comedy we're talking, or have you got like, you got bits?
It's more like the things that I say, because I can't really register words sometimes, and I'll just say something and everyone's like, what? And then they laugh.
I feel that. Through this interview, I definitely feel that. This is an honour to be experiencing it. We're chatting with Mercy Mercy. She has an album coming out called Don't Take It to Heart. This album artwork is incredible. This is what, like, for those who haven't seen it, an anime kind of cyborg looking girl. There's, I think one of the vinyls has this gorgeous like obi strip down the side, so it looks like a Japanese release. Stunning. Talk me through this design. How did you decide this is what you wanted?
Well, I've become obsessed with anime in the last like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all I watch every day of my life.
What are you watching at the moment?
I couldn't tell you. Because I flip back and forth through so much anime, and I watch it like when I'm doing like literally anything. But one that I did really like recently was Nina Bride or something. Actually, no, scratch that. I'm going to say my all-time favorite anime is Psycho Pass.
What's Psycho Pass? I haven't seen this.
It's crazy. It's like a thriller through and through. It's pretty terrifying, but I love the concept around it. It's like mental health.
Okay. Is that where the cover art for the album came from?
No, I just wanted to look like a cute anime girl.
So we've got this anime-inspired cover art. We've got the album. I know you've got a big rest of your year ahead of you. We mentioned live shows, the album. How's your calendar looking at the moment? What's ahead for you?
Hopefully it's very busy with lots of music stuff.
What's on the bucket list? What do you really want to do? Like, is there like a certain festival you want to play, or a certain room that you've always wanted to perform in?
Well, I always wanted to play Splendor in the Grass, but obviously because Australia sucks. I'm joking. I love Australia. But the music scene, all the festivals are getting cancelled. So I have to change my dream, and now I'm going to do Coachella.
Were you watching the live streams this year? Because I had that thing where it was like a split screen and you could flick between the four different stages they were streaming. Did you have that going on?
Well, I didn't watch it because I won't till I'm performing.
So you're just deliberately like keeping yourself pure for the first Coachella experience.
Yeah.
Who else would be on that lineup that's like your dream to be able in the same lineup with? Because, you know, if you get to Coachella, you're hanging out backstage. There's like six stages worth of performers there. And there's some pretty big names who are walking around who are making friends with other artists. Like, who's on your dream lineup?
Well, I really want to meet Post Malone because I love him. And yeah, he inspired a lot of my music and all that jazz. Anyone else? Oh, Charlie XCX, of course.
Post Malone will, I don't know, maybe you get like an invite to his bunker in Utah. He's got like an underground bunker?
Well, I don't like being underground.
Right. Okay, so Post Malone might not be the most friendly, but I mean, as long as you don't go back to his underground bunker, you'll be fine. Hey, let's talk about this song, Angel, and then we'll finish up here. I love the energy on this song. It is so sassy, and you just are killing it with this. Talk me through Angel. What's this about?
Well, I was just really tired, but I wanted to feel like a bad bee. So that's how the song came to be. This one was a very simple one. It was just like Robbie just made like a bassy, beady thingy. And then I was just like, I'm so tired all of the time. Yeah. And then it just continued from there. Like, it was just like a fun session of just being silly and not caring.
Unreal. All right, well, let's get that on now. Mercy Mercy, the album Don't Take It to Heart is out in August. Thanks so much for the chat today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
A huge thank you to Mercy Mercy for what was a fun one today. Check out their music on wherever you get music. Apple Music and Spotify, links to their profiles are in the show notes. And that album, Don't Take It to Heart, comes out August 29, 2025. If you've enjoyed this episode and you want to help get the word out about it, share this episode with a friend or just drop them the link to the podcast. Chuck it on social media. I don't care. You can subscribe if you want notifications every time we drop a new episode. And don't forget, The Sound of Now goes to air Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. You can keep up with us on Instagram at thesoundof.now. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.